April 2nd. Psalms 2:32, 63, 92, 122. Proverbs 2. Old Testament, 2 Kings 3:1-4:17. New Testament, Acts 14:8-28. Psalms 2. 1. Why are the nations in an uproar? The peoples grumbling in vain? 2. The earth's kings are taking positions. Leaders conspiring together against Adonai and his anointed. 3. They cry, let's break their fetters. Let's throw off their chains. 4. He who sits in heaven laughs. Adonai looks at them in derision. 5. Then in his anger he rebukes them. Terrifies them in his fury. 6. I myself have installed my king on Zion, my holy mountain. 7. I will proclaim the decree. Adonai said to me, you are my son. Today I became your father. 8. Ask of me, and I will make the nations your inheritance. The whole wide world will be your possession. 9. You will break them with an iron rod. Shatter them like a clay pot. 10. Therefore, kings, be wise. Be warned, you judges of the earth. 11. Serve Adonai with fear. Rejoice, but with trembling. 12. Kiss the sun, lest he be angry, and you perish along the way. When suddenly his anger blazes, how blessed are all who take refuge in him. Psalms 32. 1. By David. A Maskil. How blessed are those whose offense is forgiven, those whose sin is covered. 2. How blessed those to whom Adonai imputes no guilt, in whose spirit is no deceit. 3. When I kept silent, my bones wasted away because of my groaning all day long. 4. Day and night your hand was heavy on me. The sap in me dried up as in a summer drought. Selah. 5. When I acknowledged my sin to you, when I stopped concealing my guilt, and said, I will confess my offenses to Adonai. Then you forgave the guilt of my sin. Selah. 6. This is what everyone faithful should pray at a time when you can be found. Then, when the floodwaters are raging, they will not reach to him. 7. You are a hiding place for me, you will keep me from distress. You will surround me with songs of deliverance. Selah. 8. I will instruct and teach you in this way that you are to go. I will give you counsel. My eyes will be watching you. 9. Don't be like a horse or mule that has no understanding, that has to be curbed with bit and bridle, or else it won't come near you. 10. Many are the torments of the wicked, but grace surrounds those who trust in Adonai. 11. Be glad in Adonai. Rejoice, you righteous. Shout for joy, all you upright in heart. Psalms 62. 1. For the leader. Set in the style of Udu tune. A psalm of David. My soul waits in silence for God alone. My salvation comes from him. 2. He alone is my rock and salvation, my stronghold. I won't be greatly moved. 3. How long will you assail a person in order to murder him, all of you? As if he were a sagging wall or a shaky fence? 4. They only want to shake him from his height. They take delight in lying, with their mouths they bless, but inwardly they curse. Selah. 5. My soul, wait in silence for God alone, because my hope comes from him. 6. He alone is my rock and salvation, my stronghold. I won't be moved. 7. My safety and honor rest on God. My strong rock and refuge are in God. 8. Trust in him, people, at all times. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Selah. 9. Ordinary folks are merely a breath and important people a sham. If you lay them on a balance scale, they go up both together are lighter than nothing. 10. Don't put your trust in extortion, don't put false hopes in robbery. Even if wealth increases, don't set your heart on it. 11. God has spoken once, I have heard it twice. Strength belongs to God. 12. Also to you, Adonai, belongs grace. For you reward all as their deeds deserve. Psalms 92. 1. A psalm. A song for Shabbat. It is good to give thanks to Adonai and sing praises to your name, Elyon. 2. To tell in the morning about your grace and at night about your faithfulness. 3. To the music of a 10-stringed harp and a lute, with a melody sounding on a lyre. 4. Adonai, What you do makes me happy. I take joy in what your hands have made. 5. How great are your deeds, Adonai. How very deep your thoughts. 6. Stupid people can't know, fools don't understand. 7. That when the wicked sprout like grass, and all who do evil prosper, it is so that they can be eternally destroyed. 8. While you, Adonai, are exalted forever. 9. For your enemies, Adonai, your enemies will perish. All evildoers will be scattered. 10. But you have given me the strength of a wild bull. You anoint me with fresh olive oil. 11. My eyes have gazed with pleasure on my enemies' ruin. My ears have delighted in the fall of my foes. 12. The righteous will flourish like a palm tree. They will grow like a cedar in Lebanon. 13. Planted in the house of Adonai. They will flourish in the courtyards of our God. 14. Even in old age they will be vigorous. Still full of sap, still bearing fruit. 15. Proclaiming that Adonai is upright, my rock, in whom there is no wrong. Psalms 122. 1. A Song of Ascents. By David. I was glad when they said to me, the house of Adonai, let's go. 2. Our feet were already standing at your gates, Yerushalayim. 3. Yerushalayim, built as a city fostering friendship and unity. 4. The tribes have gone up there, the tribes of Adonai, as a witness to Israel, to give thanks to the name of Adonai. 5. For there the thrones of justice were set up, the thrones of the house of David. 6. Pray for Shalom in Yerushalayim. May those who love you prosper. 7. Though may Shalom be within your ramparts, prosperity in your palaces. 8. For the sake of my family and friends, I say, Shalom be within you. 9. For the sake of the house of Adonai our God, I will seek your well-being. Proverbs 2. 1. My son, if you will receive my words and store my commands inside you. 2. Paying attention to wisdom inclining your mind toward understanding. 3. Yes, if you will call for insight and raise your voice for discernment. 4. If you seek it as you would silver and search for it as for hidden treasure. 5. Then you will understand the fear of Adonai and find knowledge of God. 6. For Adonai gives wisdom. From his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. 7. He stores up common sense for the upright, is a shield to those whose conduct is blameless. 8. In order to guard the courses of justice and preserve the way of those faithful to him. 9. Then you will understand righteousness, justice, fairness and every good path. 10. For wisdom will enter your heart. Knowledge will be enjoyable for you. 11. Discretion will watch over you, and discernment will guard you. 12. They will save you from the way of evil and from those who speak deceitfully. 13. Who leave the paths of honesty to walk the ways of darkness. 14. Who delight in doing evil and take joy in being stubbornly deceitful. 15. From those whose tracks are twisted and whose paths are perverse. 16. They will save you from a woman who is a stranger, from a loose woman with smooth talk. 17. Who abandons the ruler she had in her youth and forgets the covenant of her God. 18. Her house is sinking toward death. Her paths lead to the dead. 19. None who go to her return, they never regain the path to life. 20. Thus you will walk on the way of good people and keep to the paths of the righteous. 21. For the upright will live in the land. The pure-hearted will remain there. 22. But the wicked will be cut off from the land, the unfaithful rooted out of it. Old Testament, 2 Kings 3:1-4:17. 3:42. So when the Yehudim went out of the synagogue, the Goyim begged that these words might be preached to them the next Shabbat. 43. Now when the synagogue broke up, many of the Yehudim and of the devout proselytes followed Shaul and Barnaba, who, speaking to them, urged them to continue in the grace of God. 44. The next Shabbat almost the whole city was gathered together to hear the word of God. 45. But when the Yehudim saw the multitudes, they were filled with jealousy, and contradicted the things which were spoken by Shaul, and blasphemed. 46. Shaul and Barnaba spoke out boldly, and said, it was necessary that God's word should be spoken to you first. Since indeed you thrust it from you, and judge yourselves unworthy of eternal life, behold, we turn to the Goyim. 47 For so has the Lord commanded us, saying, I have set you as a light of the Goyim, that you should be for salvation to the uttermost parts of the Eretz. 48 As the Goyim heard this, they were glad and glorified the word of God. As many as were appointed to eternal life believed. 49 The Lord's word was spread abroad throughout all the region. 50 But the Yehudim urged on the devout women of honorable estate, and the chief men of the city, and stirred up a persecution against Shaul and Barnaba, and threw them out of their borders. 51 But they shook off the dust of their feet against them, and came to Iconium. 52 The Talmidim were filled with joy with the Ruach HaKodesh. 4-1 It happened in Iconium that they entered together into the synagogue of the Yehudim, and so spoke that a great multitude both of Yehudim and of Yavanim believed. 2 But the disobedient Yehudim stirred up and embittered the souls of the Goyim against the brothers. 3 Therefore they stayed there a long time, speaking boldly in the Lord, who testified to the word of his grace, granting signs and wonders to be done by their hands. 4 But the multitude of the city was divided. Part sided with the Yehudim, and part with the apostles. 5 When some of both the Goyim and the Yehudim, with their rulers, made a violent attempt to insult them and to stone them. 6 They became aware of it, and fled to the cities of Lycaonia, Lystra, Derbe, and the surrounding region. 7 There they preached the good news. New Testament, Acts 14:8-28. 14-8 At Lystra a certain man sat, impotent in his feet, a cripple from his mother's womb, who never had walked. 9 He was listening to Shaul speaking, who, fastening eyes on him, and seeing that he had faith to be made whole. 10 Said with a loud voice, Stand upright on your feet. He leapt up and walked. 11 When the multitude saw what Shaul had done, they lifted up their voice, saying in the language of Lycaonia, The gods have come down to us in the likeness of men. 12 They called Barnaba Jupiter, and Shaul Mercury, because he was the chief speaker. 13 The Cohen of Jupiter, whose temple was in front of their city, brought oxen and garlands to the gates, and would have made a sacrifice with the multitudes. 14 But when the apostles, Barnaba and Shaul, heard of it, they tore their clothes and sprang into the multitude, crying out. 15 Men, why are you doing these things? We also are men of like passions with you, and bring you good news, that you should turn from these vain things to the living God, who made the sky and the Eretz and the sea, and all that is in them. 16 Who in the generations gone by allowed all the nations to walk in their own ways. 17 Yet he didn't leave himself without witness, in that he did good and gave you rains from the sky and fruitful seasons, filling our hearts with food and gladness. 18 Even saying these things, they hardly stopped the multitudes from making a sacrifice to them. 19 But some Yehudim from Antioch and Iconium came there, and having persuaded the multitudes, they stoned Shaul, and dragged him out of the city, supposing that he was dead. 20 But as the Talmidim stood around him, he rose up, and entered into the city. On the next day he went out with Barnaba to Derbe. 21 When they had preached the good news to that city, and had made many Talmidim, they returned to Lystra, Iconium, and Antioch. 22 Confirming the souls of the Talmidim, exhorting them to continue in the faith, and that through many afflictions we must enter into the kingdom of God. 23 When they had appointed Zachanim for them in every assembly, and had prayed with fasting, they commended them to the Lord, on whom they had believed. 24 They passed through Pisidia, and came to Pamphylia. 25 When they had spoken the word in Perga, they went down to Attalia. 26 From there they sailed to Antioch, from where they had been committed to the grace of God for the work which they had fulfilled. 27 When they had arrived, and had gathered the assembly together, they reported all the things that God had done with them, and that he had opened a door of faith to the Goyim. 28 They stayed there with the Talmidim for a long time.